The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, as we mentioned earlier on the show, Ireland exported 40 million euros worth of peat last year, despite there being no sanctioned, I suppose, legal commercial peat extraction operations in the country. That's according to the Irish Times climate and science correspondent Caroline Doherty, who joins us now. Caroline, this is an extraordinary story. We're not supposed to have commercial peat, but we exported 371,000 tons of it last year. What is going on?
Yeah, it's kind of like the phantom industry, except that it's a ghost we can all see because it's happening in plain sight. And you know, as evidenced by the figures, the Central Statistics Office is able to measure it, you know, through our export figures. So, yeah, it's something we've known about for quite some time, because the entire business of peat extraction, whether it was for turf or whether it was for horticultural purposes, and most of this would be milled peat, which is, you know, goes to grow bags and goes to nurseries and horticultural operations. It was unregulated forever, basically. And after a series of very long and torturous kind of court cases, the state kind of gave in and set up a kind of a regulatory system in by 2019. But it's a really complex regulatory system, and depending on the size of your site, depending on the ownership, depending on when it was started, when it was extended, when it was first drained, all these kind of conditions came in, and it has just proven almost impossible to enforce.
Caroline, what I'm hearing is the regulation toothless and not fit for purpose, because there's no way that all of these 371,000 tons were 371,000 different individual people harvesting a little ton out their backyard. This has got to be much bigger operators than that.
Yeah, the Environmental Protection Agency has gone after the biggest operators. They're responsible for, if you have a site that's over 50 hectares in size, you must have planning permission, you must have environmental assessments, and you must have an EPA licence. None of them do. The only licences the EPA has ever given out was to Bord na Mona, which was industrially extracting peat for turf.
And Caroline,
and they're not obviously doing that anymore.
Promise I don't mean to keep interrupting you, just for listeners, 50 hectares, compare that to like a park or something. How big is 50 hectares?
Well, each hectare is about 2.5 acres. So if you had a nice house on a big, big, grand, big garden, there's your acre. So you can imagine that they are quite big. So they're very noticeable, and none of those are licensed. As the EPA said, they are operating outside the planning and the environmental laws.
The question then has to be, why? Why is this being allowed? I mean, I was likening it earlier. I was saying, like, we know that our bogs and our areas of peat, they're a carbon sink for the country. And I was saying, this is our Amazon rainforest and we're digging it up. Like, why is this being allowed?
Yeah, you know, you're dead right. Not just as a carbon sink, but we know that they hold floodwaters, they hold, you know, deluges of rain, they protect local areas, they clean rivers. They're massively important for wildlife, and there's so few of them left that, you know, they're hanging on by kind of a thread. Why is it being allowed? Because it went on for decades and decades and decades, and I think it was a very begrudging approach to actually regulating it. And since the regulations came in, as I say, you have this kind of very complex system of who's responsible. So the EPA are going after a number of large ones, they're going through that in enforcement and legally. So set those aside. They also found they've also compiled large files on about 40 other large sites, but not quite 50 hectares. They sent those files to seven local authorities, so seven county councils, who are the enforcement authorities for the slightly smaller but still large sites. And they've hit a brick wall. They did that 2 years ago, and they came back a year later and said, "So what have you done, councils?" And the councils basically said, "We can't do anything. This is too complicated. We don't have the resources. You'll tie up our legal departments, you know, forever and a day." When we do start doing our preliminary, you know, examinations of these sites, we're finding that some of them are owned by dozens, literally dozens of owners. And that goes back historically to when, you're right, everybody did have a little patch of a bog. But obviously, they're not, the operators are not the extractors anymore. But it does make pinning down who owns it, who's responsible, who's operating.
Am I right in thinking since late last year, though, Minister James Brown, that there is a green light for an enforcement agency, a kind of an umbrella enforcement agency that would change this, but that nothing has been done?
That's right. The new Planning and Development Act, there was a section in that that was actually introduced, if you like, went live last October, which would allow him to set up what's called a regional enforcement agency. And that would be one agency or one authority that would sue these cases on behalf of all the councils. But his department says, you know, talks are going on in that. We're looking at terms of reference, etc. And it will be formed in due course, but absolutely no timeline for that.
Look, Caroline, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave that there for today. But I do think we're going to intend to come back to this, because this strikes me, as I say, as absolutely extraordinary. Thank you very much for joining us, Caroline Doherty, there, climate and science correspondent from the Irish Times.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.